Blog Talk Radio.
What up? You know what it is? It's your boy, PDP. It's the word on the street with PDP. You know what it is on the Sport Radio. Let's go. Hey, I don't know about you, but today is a great day to keep it going. It's Monday, and it's just getting fresh. I don't care what's going down, what's going on in your life. If you got the opportunity to get up here and breathe, I'm telling you, we can achieve. Let's go ahead and get it done, man. It's the word on the street with PDP. Coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio on the 79 Respectfully Network. You know what I'm saying? And today we got something going down, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and hit me up, 877-921-1656. And let me give you a little something. Soul Radio is something I started a few years ago, just a little background if you never really heard a little bit, but just real brief. Soul Radio started actually just an idea, kind of a school assignment. Then I ended up turning it into a business, ended up forming some podcasts, interviewing former Texas Tech players and stuff like that, and I ended up really liking radio, so I wanted to continue my passion and my pursuit within radio, so I decided to start it all on my own, so now I got another network, show you can hear by Agent Reese. It's called The Recruit by Agent Reese, which airs every Thursday at 8 o'clock. You know, you can also follow him at agentreese.com, and he has some amazing guys. He got to meet with Ben Carson this past weekend. Tremendous guy. He also going to have a former NFL player, I believe, former Red Raider, Keontae Dawson, on the show The Recruit next week at 8 p.m. right here on Soul Radio. You know what I'm talking about. It's going to be real fly. It's going to be real fresh. But, yeah, that's what I started. So as I prolonged my little journey as interviewing former Texas Tech players, that's when I came up with different type of names. But then now I think I finally found one that sticks, Word on the Street with PDP, just giving you some little celebrity news and something with the word as well. You know what I'm saying? So that's just something that really started from a school assignment, and I just really found some passion. And within that, I will be dumb not to apply for the local radio station, in which I did so. That's a long story. I will be here all day telling you guys about how I actually got into the local radio station here, Lubbock, Texas. And that's crazy. But anyways, I'm part-time, but now today I'm taking that leap of faith. And I'm going to go apply for a full-time position. So let's pray and hope I get it. It's all about timing. They say grinding is the thing. It's all about grinding and timing. You know what I'm saying? You can have a lot of grind, but if you ain't got the right timing, you got to continue that grind until you got to, before the timing is right, to where the opportunity could do so. You know what I'm saying? So, that being said, I'm going to give you a little laugh real quick. Never mind. Little way. Let's go.
Turn around, tell the kids stay in school. Leave out the house and every peeking out the window, show a pistol to the neighbors and the neighbors. Boo. I don't give a fuck about a nigga caregiver. I be with the niggas that'll fuck their stepsister. I be with the niggas that'll kill your caregiver. I do Brazilian wax on the head, nigga, the whole lot.
Heat rimmed up, me looking like I'm tripped up. Clippers in my school, but I'm not trying to get cut up. What I say, what didn't I say, but what got done? What you wanna do then, bud? Fun! I'm on one.
Whoa. I just came from the gun store. That's why I spent about 10 grand. Got your parents wearing black clothes. They got your homies wearing shit bags. They got need a hit, man. About to go kidnap a rich man. They got need a hit, man. I can't trust the next man. Thank Lord for my weed, man. But right now we playing phone tag.
Is he done? Boss. In the gym. What do I live for? Why? Because I'm doing something that's no longer cool. Pick tails off of kids, but only these little ones. When I see you, homie, I'll be like,
Thank you for my hit, man. About to go kidnap the big man. As you can see, I got big plans to be the big man. I thank you for my hit, man. This for all my fans and best fans. Hit MDMA off a bitch ass.
What are you saying? Come on, man. Are you playing? What's taking long? I'm like, come on, dude. I'm slaying. Keep looking. crooked, homie, and I might have to sell you. You don't want these? Knuckle up, homie, and you gon' be like trees. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I think I need a hit, man. Yeah, man, that's just something Kevin Hart put on Facebook. So I thought I'd share it with you guys. Go see his movie, Get Hard. I heard some good things about it, but me and my wife, we might go check it out when we go to our honeymoon, because we're going to the Texas Rangers game this weekend and all, baby. You know, with that being said, for the married people out here, they say for better or for worse, we got, you know, they say if something's broke, you got to try to fix it first. Once you try to fix it first, and then if it don't get fixed, then hey, you can always say you try. But which brings me into what I need to talk about today. Because man, I know the source I got to give you. They say it's been problems within the Carter family. You know, whenever they was doing the On the Run tour. And all this, they were talking about how, like, they're sleeping in different hotels. But, Beyonce,
I just got married.
So, man, I guess I'm off the market. But now you might be off the market. We got some sources. This is from Bossup.com. I'm about to read it verbatim. It says, the author's looking to claims of cheating. A love child, drug use, and dirty business dealing, says the source. There's even allegations that they split three times in the past 4 years and discussed divorce each time. During 3 years of research, biographer J. Randy Turboli, whose tell-all source comes in the fall, spoke to countless insiders who are eager to spill on music's royalty. Beyonce and Jay have done man people wrong. I think they did that wrong. I think that was not pretty right. Have done man people wrong, and that motivated everyone to talk. The tour says some people were thanking Randy because they never felt they had a voice before. Insiders Life and Style spoke with people are dissing on longstanding rumors that Jay's cheated. Come on now, on Beyonce. There's juicy stuff about Rita Ora, an insider say, and about inappropriateness with Rachel Roy, as a music insider, which sparked Jay's famous elevator brawl with Bae's sister Solange. Both Rita and Rachel deny any inappropriate contact with Jay. When it comes to family matters, there is also allegations of illegitimate son. Budding rapper Rhymer Saddlewhite, 21, has sued Jay, claiming to be but Jay is old though. Tell me, says a pal, she's afraid the world will think she's a doormat. Her confident image isn't the only thing at risk. Arthur Turboli has also looked into Beyonce and Jay Z's professional ethics. They've even been sued numerous times over the songs, including Big Pimpin' and Drunken Love. Even more sensational in that digging into the ex-crack dealer Jay's past, which is worse than anyone knows. Turboli's insiders can address drug use, says the source. People will get to know the real couple, and Beyonce is terrified the book can prove her marriage is and has been shambles. Oh, man. What now? That is a lot. That is a lot. Man, it's always been, there's no perfect relationship. There's no perfect anything. Everybody has problems. And these people are in the media. I guess this dude, I guess this dude is just trying to be popular, bring some hits or something. That's what I'm thinking, because everybody has problems. And as a black man growing up in America, we embody couples like this. Yes, as you see at the end of the article, they want to talk about former crack dealers. Then they want to bring it up, towards the end. It's like they try to ruin his legacy. Then they want to talk about Beyonce scared that she's going to be used as a doormat, like getting ran over and stuff. So they just need to stop it right now. Every time there's a black power couple going on, they always have to be beat down somehow, some way. And like, I can't believe, because even they went after Michael Jackson. If they could go after Michael Jackson, he was a pop singer. Of course, they're gonna go after a former crack dealer rapper. Going on with turning into a big mogul, this huge success in which their kids start to look up to. So man, of course, that's why I feel like it's hard to be black sometimes, because we always have to be perfect. I feel like that's why everybody's talking about our president, because he's a black man coming into office and they expect everything just to change overnight. That's why when you at a job and you a black man, you got to make sure, and every time something come up missing, they want to come question you. And if you're the only black dude on the baseball, football team, you got to be the fastest. Everybody was like, oh, I thought you was the fastest. Or, you know, or if you mess around with a female and you're a black male, they're going to expect you to, like, always have a six-pack and all this and that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why us as black people, I think, we so used to turning something into nothing and being persistent and not giving up. And so when we do get that, then we can we know how to carry ourselves in every which way. You know what I'm saying? So on the line, I got Mr. Stephen Navi. You've been a subscriber by the Austin Talk. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. How you doing?
Yes, man. Oh, I'm doing well, man. How was your weekend?
Man, it was great. It was good. It was good, man. I've been here in Tulsa. I'm actually in Tulsa right now, man.
Oh, okay. TULSA. That's what's up, man. I see he's working on some music too. How's that going?
Man, it's going well. We got a lot of stuff done this week, so I'm in an excited place, man.
Anything you want to share, or you just want to keep it on the DL?
Say that again.
I said, you got anything you want to share, or you just want to keep it on the DL?
Yeah, man, I'll go ahead and let everybody know. That's kind of going to be my talk, man. Man, I'm going to be a father.
Oh, that's what's up. Congratulations.
Yeah, appreciate it. Found out? Well, we found out. I've been knowing since February.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we just wanted to. We were trying to keep it a secret until she kind of came out of her third trimester, and so it's around that time now. And so she posted a picture. If you saw that on Facebook yesterday, she posted a picture, and so I can now share with everybody the good news.
Yeah. Okay, man. Hey, I'm telling you, they're a blessing. They are a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, now I'm gonna let you go ahead and get into it, man. You got the mic.
All right. I wanted to talk about today. I think last Monday we talked about when you have adversity, you know, that adversity oftentimes produces great character and things like that. And I was riding in my car, I think yesterday or 2 days ago, and most people have heard the story of apparel, women love wearing pearls, putting it on their necklace, and they're luxury, they're a luxurious item, they're costly, they're very valuable. But a pearl, most people don't know, but a pearl is made because an oyster gets something, an irritant inside of its shell. And when that oyster gets that irritant inside of the shell, then it excretes this some type of something to cover up whatever's agitating it until eventually it turns it into a smooth ball and we have a pearl. And who would have known, or who would have ever guessed, that something so so hurtful and harmful to an oyster would become so valuable to somebody else. And so that's what life is for us. Sometimes we have issues and things that come to irritate us, but the end result of it, if we're wise about how we handle things, it'll end up being a pearl. And there's a story in the Bible, 1 Samuel, talks about David. And David was this great king. He was this great warrior. He was this great musician. And David had found himself in a really crazy place, man. He had went out to war and was leading his people. And when he came back to their camp, he found that all of their wives and their children had been taken away, and just crazy stuff had happened. And in that moment, David, the Bible says that David's men started to talk about stoning him, about killing him. And David is something very, just very, very small, but very profound. The Bible says when all of that was going on, David, instead of getting mad, instead of having a woe is me attitude, instead of quitting and giving up and saying, man, I've had it with y'all, forget you, I'm stepping away, the Bible says that David simply encouraged himself. And that's what I want to leave everybody with today, that you might find yourself in an irritable place. You might find yourself in a bad place, a place where there's a lot of hurt and harm. But, man, pick yourself up, pat yourself on the back, encourage yourself, don't quit, keep going, and at some point what was causing you irritation will become your pearl, and it'll be very valuable to somebody else.
Oh, man, that's amazing right there. It'll be valuable to somebody else. Just like you said, David did in the Bible, he encouraged himself. He encouraged himself. Well, all right, Mr. Aubrey, I want to say congratulations on becoming a father, and thank you for the word for today, and I look forward to hearing from you tomorrow, brother.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, good deal. Yeah, that was Youth Minister Straight Up out of Stephen Aubrey. You can go check out his background, his bio at soareveryday.com. That's my website, and you can hear about the organizations that I got going, see the Dallas Prospects, whom I broadcast their games live on the air, in which this past weekend they did a 1-1. They won one game, lost one game, and they split. This is actually their first weekend, and they was it was their first weekend, and they, you know, we won 1-1. I'm proud of my brothers right there, two brothers that decided to take the leap of faith and do everything and take their destiny in their own hands. And so now their brothers grew up, moved to Dallas. Now they got their own team, Dallas Prospects. You can go to soareveryday.com and look them up as well, too. Word on the street, what's your boy PDP, 877-921-1656. Don't forget to call in and tell me what the word going on the street in your hood. A little positivity, a little bit more positivity going on. We got a black veteran. We got a black veteran who used to be homeless and now a Harvard student. This is also at bossup.com. This says, in 2010, Walkins allowed the Oprah Winfrey Show to document her life as a homeless veteran. Her kitchen was a cardboard box of snacks and microwavable meals. Her bed was a car that she rented for $10 a day. Her restrooms were toilets at various airport hotels. The 10-year veteran was struggling, but even during her low point, she believed that others were struggling more. At one point, Walkins did have housing, but she gave up her room to a homeless mother and her three kids. It might have been different had I not seen the children and the babies. So I decided to be on the street and put them in the room. Walker so open 5 years ago. Why wouldn't I? You know what I'm saying? So that's tremendous on her part right there. Not many people are like that. And since that emotional interview, a lot has changed for Walker, who recently sent an update to Oprah. Where are they now? In the above video, she shared the surprising truth. After her Oprah show interview aired, Walker's friends and family had no idea she was homeless. Now, that's just how she carried herself. I guarantee you, that's crazy. Now, that's what I'm talking about, just how strong people are. She goes, I had alienated myself from everyone, she admits now. They really were shocked when they found out. And they were also just hurt by the fact that I was suffering. After the show, Walker's moved in with the family friend, though she no longer lives in a car. Walker said,
Walker said that that her many health issues have prevented her from being able to work. I have a traumatic brain injury. I have post-traumatic stress disorder. I have a spinal cord injury, she says. It's a hard road. I would love to be able to work today. I have offers. I have people that are willing to help me, but they have been taking a back seat to my health. As much as I want to work, I have to acknowledge that I am a casualty of war. With a secure roof over her head, Walker decided to focus on her education and begin applying to colleges. I wanted to be able to take care for wounded warriors, so I decided to apply to Harvard University, she says. In 2012, I was accepted. My college expenses are paid for by the GI Bill. Now, that's what I'm talking about right there. Persistence and courage. And not only courage, man, but she, selfishness. She got rid of it. She got rid of it. So, that's what I want to talk about today. You know, a lot of times, especially a lot of guys, a lot of women call us selfish, you know, because usually that's sometimes it's what they're used to, because most women nowadays, let's face the facts, most women nowadays ain't used to a man who's trying to give them their heart and spend the rest of their life with them. They just used to them. The first time a man come in their life, usually they just want to have sex with them. You know what I'm saying? So, sometimes, you know, I'm talking about the girls who grew up without a father, you know what I mean, with their home, who didn't really have their father figure there. You know, most of them only used to guys that's really trying to get one thing on them. And they don't really know, they really don't know until they get burned a few times. So then they think a dude really love them, and then they end up giving up the box. And then once the boxes give up, the man don't want nothing to do with them no more. And then, because they think that's love. And then so when they get somebody that's trying to give them their heart, then they don't know how to handle it, because they think that all men is going to do them dirty eventually, when, you know, that's not really the case. So in that age, I feel like people need to just know how to stay courageous, you know, and not give up on certain situations, especially if we look at goals, if we look at ambitions, if we look at stories. It's all about persistence. It's all about patience. So that's what I want to say. Just like the Jay-Z, the Beyonce story. Man, I hope you guys just stay positive, stay doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, and don't let the media and don't let nobody take you under, don't let nobody discourage or nothing. And for the media, let's not tear people down, let's build people up, you know what I'm saying. It's all about helping other people so we can all get better. If we help somebody else, their family gets better. If somebody helps us, our family gets better. And then our neighborhood, our neighborhood, our state, our country, everybody gets better. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I want to leave you with today. I'm not gonna prolong nothing. I got a very long day ahead of me as well. I got to worry about I'm taking a leap of faith and going into the radio station and applying for a full time job. I hope I get it. I think it's time. I think it's right. I think I'm ready. And Mr. Stephen Avi had a great word talking about don't give up, talking about David in the Bible. Congratulations on him and the son. Go check him out at SoarEveryday.com. And then you can also email me at SoarEveryday. Follow me on Twitter at PDP05. This is Word on the Street with your boy PDP on Soar Radio. Holler at you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Same time, different Soar day. Just like that, PDP. Just like that. It's time to G-O. Hope everybody have a great day. And just like this, I'm out.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to love.
Prosper, thrive. to try to box me in. Suffocating every time it locks me in. Painting their own pictures and they crop me in. But I will remain with the top you can. Cause I am not a word, I am not a line. I am not a girl that can ever be defined. I am not fly, I am levitation. I represent an entire generation. I hear the criticism loud and clear. That is how I know that the time is near. Did you become alive in a time of fear? And I ain't time to fear. Cry my eyes out for days upon days. Such a heavy burden placed upon me. But when you go hard, your names become yay. Yankee Stadium with Jay and Kanye.
Prosper, thrive.